history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Rob, I'm already nervous about this because you know I'm very gullible and I'm not sure if I'm going to be any good at this game.
He's covering his pages so that we can't see.
I've given nothing away here. You did put your hand out. I didn't do that on purpose.
Okay, all right.
I didn't do that on purpose. Just
subconsciously.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's an immediate reaction.
I'm going to tell you the three things first. I'm going to read them out to you and then I'm going to give you a little bit of background to all three of them.
Okay.
So just in case you've tuned in now, two truths, one lie.
Two truths, one lie. And I'm almost, this is almost disrespectful to this spot because I've always been truthful about stuff.
But
I'm actually being truthful in my untruthfulness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you go, right.
I think I'm following. That makes me confused.
Right. Peter Carl Fabergé made 50 Fabergé eggs and one Fabergé turnip. Right, that's one fact.
Okay.
Baby robins, if I eat too many caterpillars, they can turn green.
Baby robins?
Yep. And eating ice cream first thing in the morning is really good for you brain-wise.
So we should get the listeners to text them.
No, because they can.
No
find
googling.
Out
no googling.
Trust
no googling.
Them.
No,
googling.
Trust
them.
We trust the BFM listeners.
5395. Text them what you think is the lie out of those three facts.
Okay. Is it the Fabergé turnip? Is it the green robins? Or is it healthy ice cream in your brain in the morning?
Now, shall I tell you a little bit about each three of them, and then you can work
go
it
on.
Out?
Okay. Yeah.
That okay. Good. Now we all know Fabergé made ornate eggs. Altogether, he made 52. And 46 have survived. Now, the brilliant thing with the turnip is because he had a stage. It was called his table object stage
in the late
1890s, and it's simplistic and it's humble and lavish at the same time.
Mm. Well, his Fabergé turnip.
Yeah,
simplistic,
it's carved,
humble,
it's,
and lavish.
I can
lavish.
Show you a photo of it later.
Never thought you'd have a turnip described as that.
But it's carved from whitish brown agate, which is a common rock formation. Got a few bits and pieces like quartz in it and all that.
Uh-huh.
And it
Shiny.
Was bought in 2007 by Roman Abramovich, the Russian billionaire owner of Chelsea, for $3.8 million. It's signed by him, but it hasn't got a date on it, but they reckon it's from the late 1890s.
Wow, okay. Okay.
That's that fact.
That's a good fact. Fact.
Second fact. Baby, this is really quite simple. It's going to take long. Baby robins, if they eat too many caterpillars, they can turn green.
But how? Why? Is it like a chemical? It must be.
Yeah.
What happens? Is it just chloroform? Wait, chloroform?
Well, no,
is that
chloroform
the one?
Would probably kill them, I would imagine.
Yeah. What is the thing I mean here? What is the thing that plants do? Photosynthesis? What's that thing that they have?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But they can, they turn a sort of browny sort of green as well, but they can turn green.
Okay.
So,
I wish the listeners could see Rob's face.
Okay.
You've got a fantastic poker face.
The next one. A new study recently found eating ice cream first thing in the morning can actually be beneficial for the brain. A study from Japan said eating ice cream right after you get up can result in improved instances of alertness and mental performance. When comparing brain activity in people that were given the ice cream to those who weren't, showed that the ice cream, as I called them, had a better reaction time and were able to process info better than the non-ice creamers.
Is that just because
they're... Could have something to do with the sugar in it, but...
Yeah,
you know.
Is that just because they're really happy because they had a nice ice creamy breakfast that they're in a good mood? Right. So,
can I put my guess in for what the lie is?
Yep.
I think it's the ice cream one.
Okay. Tess reckons it's the ice cream one. We've had a couple of texts about the ice cream one as well. I don't know why people think that one's the ice cream one.
Okay.
Maybe because it just seems too good to be true. I'm tempted by the baby robins one just because it was so simple, but then also I think the simplicity of it is maybe why it could be true as well. I don't know. I feel for some reason I don't doubt the Fabergé egg one.
Yeah, that just I'm just like, yeah, sure.
I don't know. You started talking about billionaires whose names I vaguely recognize, and I was like, this sounds like it could be a real thing.
I also didn't
realise, though, that he only made, 50-something Fabergé eggs. I thought there were heaps of them.
He
I didn't realise it was so
as well.
Few.
He made, a prawn.
So that one's definitely true.
I don't... Is it?
I don't know. This could just be really elaborate.
I've actually written a poem called Acceptance. I'd like to... Maybe if I read this poem out and we play a song, and when we come back, if anybody wants to.
Keep your texts rolling in. Which one is the lie?
Do you want to read through the facts, the short facts again one more time for the listeners?
Yeah. Fabergé made a turnip as well as all his eggs. Baby robins, if they eat too many caterpillars, they turn green. And ice cream is really good for you. Like if you wake up first thing in the morning and you've got to write a paper about something.
Okay.
So those are your three facts. Which one's the lie? Text us on 53955. Read us your poem, Rob.
Okay, this is called Acceptance. This is for Sam, my nemesis on the news team, who's unfortunately not here today.
Oh.
So I shall read it
to him next
week.
Sam's not here to defend themselves.
Well, good, because he always gets me and I can never go. Anyway, it's called Acceptance. To accept others, we must first accept ourselves and who we really are. And once we've done that, acceptance can start. Then and only then will it come from the heart, or whatever you want to call it. It's impossible to walk in someone else's shoes, but if nothing changes, we're all going to lose. It doesn't take much, just a smile, a nod, or a random chat. Acceptance can be just as easy as that. Give it a try, it's not rocket appliance. Nobody needs to study from my favourite thing, science.
You've welled me my tears up, Rob.
Tears in Tess's eyes. That's lovely.
Yeah, that was so nice.
Lovely, Rob.
That's what we should do. Now, I've got a request here for a song.
Hit us with this request.
This is Tootard. Jen played a song of theirs on Saturday called Beautiful Woman, but this is called Moonlight, and it's just amazing.
All right, and so on the other side of this, we're going to put in our final
tell
guesses
you what the truth is.
For what the lie is, and you're going to tell us what the truth is.
ترقص لا وحدة راشا قد شسمة عدم ما في بسمة ضبيا بين الغزلان صادت نبسامة نار بقلبي تحمى وتشعل وهمة ضبيا بين الغزلان ترقص لا وحدة راشا قد شسمة عدم ما في بسمة ضبيا بين الغزلان صادت نبسامة نار بقلبي تحمى علمي بوهمة حبيبي أنا مولع بالصغر ولطلوع الندى يروس تحت القمر حبيبي أنا بيني وبينه وتر نظرة بالوما ورقصة ما لا أطر
This is Tootard with a track called Moonlight. picked by Rob this morning. They're from Syria, did you say?
Yes, they are.
Very cool, this.
They are very good. All their stuff is really, really good.
I'm enjoying this a lot. All right, we're getting lots of texts in about what everybody thinks the lie is here. So far, from a quick scan, it seems to be ice cream is the most popular suggestion of a lie.
Okay.
Somebody has said if ice cream boosted mental ability, it would take less than over 100 years to find out. How long has ice cream been around? That's a good question. I have no idea.
I'm trying to crack Rob's
so
poker face.
It's so hard to crack Rob's poker face. You guys can't even see it, but it wouldn't help if you could because it's a very good one.
Should we run through the three facts one more time?
Yep.
And then you can tell us what's the lie.
Okay. Fabergé made a turnip. If baby robins eat too many caterpillars, they turn green. And ice cream can help your mental alertness when you first wake up in the morning.
Okay. We've had the most texts in have been for ice cream. Someone has said their feeling is it's Fabergé because he only made eggs. So that one seems like a lie.
Well, I shall tell you the truth. And that is the turnip. And that is an actual fact. He did make a potato.
He did.
So
he What happened there? Is that the lie?
The lie is Fabergé never made a turnip.
Fabergé's the lie. Yeah. I was so convinced it was the baby robins. Because
the ice cream one is just that.
Is the ice cream one true?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, that's a great fact.
I don't know. That's probably made by an ice cream company.
He didn't make a turnip, but
he did actually make a potato.
And some prawns.
And he made a prawn.
So the prawn's not a lie.
Prawn or shrimp. I can't remember. It's one of them two.
So he did actually make a prawn. That's why I was thinking that one sounded a bit fishy.
On the note of the baby robin, someone's texted in saying, my baby girl's skin used to turn orange when fed too much carrot and pumpkin.
Yeah, that happened to my friend.
Oh, wow. So there you go.
There's some pretty good photos of her as a baby. Kind of a bit of an orange sheen going on there.
Wow.
So I guess, that does make total sense. Well, there we go. Once again, I'm extremely gullible and I don't know what's the truth.
Thanks for that, Rob.
That was so difficult.
Was it?
Oh,
For you, to keep the poker face?
Oh, no, just to make it sound so believable. That's why I put the Robin one in, because it was so simple.
Yeah.
I went for a double bluff with that one.
Yeah, you got me with that one there.
Genius. Yeah, you got Rach with that. Not me, though.
No, you're too sharp.
Well, no, I thought it was the ice cream one. I struggled.
Of the BFM listeners.
Well, I think it's probably
the
sugar rush as well. You imagine having all that sugar first thing in the morning. But hey.
Well, it's exam time, folks, so there you go.
Well, thank you very much for that, Rob. We'll see you next week on the Mind Trench. Do you want people to text in some topics?
Yes, please. And another poem idea.
Mm. Another poem idea and something Rob can research. 5395.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Alrighty, you certainly are.